welcome to another episode of the STG podcast, where we speak about science, technology, gaming, and other stuff. And these times we are recording this episode one after the other because, well, it's summer, so there's gonna be holiday, and I'm alone again because, well, Johan is still a bit sick. And so I'm recording this, and this time I want to change a bit the subject and maybe speak a little bit about more gaming related stuff. Before that, I want to go and say, as usual, that you should go to Twitter at STG_podcast. Follow us if you don't, or if you do, come and give us feedback, speak with us, and maybe you can give us some topics idea. Anyway, that is done, and hopefully this is an episode that interests someone, because well, the change of topic, but anyway, that's a part of the title of the podcast, and we haven't been doing a gaming-related episode in a while, so why not? What I wanted to speak about, it's maybe not news and this kind of stuff, that there are more dedicated podcasts that do exactly that, and you can find news everywhere you want to nowadays. What I wanted to speak about is more what I've been playing, and a little bit of what is going on with the industry at the moment, and the fact that there is hopefully more and more people that realize that maybe playing a game exactly when it comes out is not the best idea. And I would imagine that the more you grow older, the more that actually happens, because it's not obvious that you have time when the game comes out to play the game. You have much less time to play, you have to decide what you play, when you play, and I mean, you have to really get the time to do your hobbies. So if gaming is your hobby, well, then you have some time for that. That's not going to be the same as when you were younger, but maybe you have different hobbies that you want to do, and you want to spend time with friends and your family, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, children, if you have some. But so that is the point. You don't really have time all the time when the game comes out. What I've been doing recently, since I've been playing this live type game, looter shooter, so-called, Destiny 2 and The Division, we were playing a lot of The Division with friends some years ago. And then I started playing Destiny 2, well, mostly alone, well, with some random people online. And then I managed to get some people playing there, some of my friends. And then this happened for a while, but it's not always easy to find a time where we all play together. So maybe the weekend we can find a day when we have enough time to maybe run a raid that takes several hours. But then maybe we don't meet for several days. And then when the new expansion came out and people were not really interested, nobody really wanted to play that much, it's easily that you lose the momentum somehow. And that is something that really makes people then stop as a chain to play, because, well, you play with your friends, there's less and less friends have time to play, or they are not so interested to play in this moment of the game, and then, you know, they lose traction. So then you maybe move to some other games, more single player game. You can play those whenever you have time, and you don't need to wait some friends to be online. So yeah, this is kind of the change of thing. And before, well, with all the friends, we had a lot more time, each of us. So we were, most of us, living alone. And then, you know, every evening you might find some people playing. And that is a really good time. You really enjoy that time, but then you cannot get used to that. So that's the only thing you want to do, because things changes. So then I started to look into more single player experience. And at the moment, I've been looking more on some older game, because, well, you miss the game all the time, and then you have maybe time later to get back to it. And this has so many positive, because, well, you pay the game less, you might find it for 10-20 euro, you get the game maybe for still lower price, maybe half price than when it comes out, but you get all the expansions and all these kind of things that the more you wait, of course, the lower the price is, and the game is going to be fixed. That's something also that is really going on in the industry at the moment, is that games really come out somehow so broken. It's really absurd because now, okay, let's try not to go jump around too much, so let's leave this for later. The game I've been playing for a while, and well, now I stopped playing that because I'm really playing it as a single player game, so get to the end and that's it, has been Assassin's Creed Origin. And I haven't been playing an Assassin's Creed game since Assassin's Creed 2 and 1 before that. Assassin's Creed 2 was really nice. I never managed to finish it because they are a little bit long and somehow rather boring game, at least the old ones. The new ones, they are much nicer when they get all into this more RPG kind of systems, and you really get better stuff and everything kind of improves. And the story was pretty okay. It was like you really wanted to know what how it gonna end, and some of the side quests were interesting, and it's somehow mixing a game like The Witcher 3 with a game like Assassin's Creed. So it becomes some sort of in-between that is not as good as The Witcher 3 and all the thing about the story, and maybe, well, the open world, I guess it depends. They were somehow similar in the open world mechanics. But so the story, for sure, like The Witcher is more story-based game. But maybe the combat, they were somehow, I would say, similar. So they are more like comparable games compared to before. So that maybe, for me at least, makes the new way of doing the Assassin's Creed more interesting. And, well, I still haven't touched the newer Assassin's Creed Odyssey because, again, they are really long game. And it's a problem when you don't really have much time. You have to decide, do I have enough hours to put into this game instead of maybe more smaller games. But that's also a really good way to save money. So if you wait maybe a year and then you pay maybe, play maybe a longer game, you might get this, how to say, time of play per money value much higher. So yeah, this has been one. Then, well, The Division 2 came out, and the situation was not the same as before. So, as a single-player game, played all the through the story and through all the things until the end game, it was an extremely nice game. Really, really good, and I mostly played alone, because anyway, when you play the story of Aina, even if it's a looter shooter game that is meant to just be played for a long time with friends and other people, I like to play the story by myself, so I really focus on the story. That it's not even that bad. It's a quite decent story, I would say. And the world is so much better than the first game, and somehow it is a proper game that you can just buy and play as a single-player game. Never touch any matchmaking, anything, any other people. Really don't focus too much on the RPG aspect in the sense of grinding new gear that just to get the perfect build. Just get the gear you get. There is always an improvement during the story and up to max level. You go through the first 30 levels and then there are all the world tiers that they go one at a time and you get better gear all the time. And there is this kind of a progression that you really feel that it's actually going forward. Once you get to the end, it kind of stops and progress is not there very much anymore. Starts to be much more, I need to find something that is better than what I have, and it's really hard to find. But that's other problem with the game, that maybe it's not really optimized as well as the first game, that in my opinion was much better at doing this progression kind of systems. But then maybe also the situation is different now. I don't have that much time to play the game anymore, and I'm not playing the game as much with friends like before. And that for sure makes you play the game so much more, even though you're not getting anything new. It's just you're spending time with your friends. The game is just a way to get together with your friends and also not be somehow bored as a normal conversation. So you can have a call with a friend, but you cannot really have several hour call just being there and speak, looking at the screen or walking around the house or something. If you're playing together, you have a conversation and you play into the game, speak about what's going on, and it's a much more engaging way to not to keep in contact with your friends. That's something that I think is really important, at least for me, and I would say that for many people, if you have people, friends that you know, and they live maybe abroad. I have many of my friends don't live in the same place as me, or maybe they live far away or do not have the chance to meet all the time. Playing together is a really good way to keep the contacts, and you somehow want to keep the contacts more because you want to play the game and you want to play it together. Otherwise, you might not talk to your friend enough because maybe you're doing something else, you're watching a movie or you're playing a game alone, and you decide to find the time then to really speak with a friend if you're not doing something together maybe. So that's also another game that it would be better to really maybe wait if you're planning to play it as a single player experience only and maybe don't really care about the really end game and get the best gear and maybe go to the raid that might not be the best raid in video games from what I've been seeing compared to a Destiny 2 raid. Much, much harder and focus on the DPS side, so you just need to do damage and mechanics are a little bit left behind, while at Destiny 2 raid it's a much more team experience, and you really need to focus on the mechanics, and basically everybody can do it. You don't need to have such a high precise build geared towards the raid. Everybody with the decent stuff can do the raid as long as you have the right power to do it. So that is something that I was hoping that it could have been something nice that I could have done with friends, but then it doesn't look like interesting. So let's see how that evolves. But you know, maybe in a year the game got into the place where it wants to be and it's more clear what is going on without things changing all the time, and maybe it's much worth to get into the game paying half the price and getting a really nice experience for quite some time just for the single player. Besides that, there is has been playing Apex with the friends, Apex Legends, for a while. Now it's going a bit fading. Battle Royale games, personally, always thought they were somehow rather boring because it's the same map and you're doing the same kind of stuff all the time. And yes, every game is different. Somehow that is something I might not like all the time because you never know what you're really gonna get. Maybe you get some shitty weapons and then you just don't know what's going on, or maybe you spend the whole game not to shoot anybody because you're just trying to get to the end and find better weapons. So it's more of a looting game where a very little shooting, and if you're not very good at shooting, you just don't get very far. And the fun is there sometimes with friends, but maybe other games when you are less PvP oriented are more fun just to meet people because you're really not focusing so much on the game. You're focusing on having a discussion and the game. Something that I've been playing now with Nicola, it would have been nice that he was here, but maybe we will have a podcast later on with him also speaking about this. It's Generation Zero. So this is a game made by Avalanche Studio. The studio is based in Sweden, and this game is basically taking a Swedish island in the 80s and then putting there a lot of robots, and there are several size robots. There are some dog size robots, small robots, big tank robots, and you basically get there and you have no idea what's going on, and you play through the game to discover what happened in the island, go through loot around to get equipment, better stuff. So that's still the same idea in games that's coming out nowadays. Somehow people want some progression, that it's not only going forward with the story, but you get better at yourself as a character in the game. Even though a pure story-driven game, then you just play for the story. This one is a lot more play for the game itself. It looks really beautiful, and it's, well, even in the north, you kind of appreciate the fact that it's really Sweden, how it's done. All the little touches, and you see that this is somehow a passion project for the developer, being Swedish. They for sure want to make a game in their country using all the things from that years. The game is quite okay. It's a game that you probably want to play with friends. It's a co-op game. Alone might be okay, but I would not see myself playing that game alone at all. It's so much better with someone. We are just playing two of us, and that's the game that is really keeping the contacts really well, because we only play together. We never play by ourselves. So that's when we meet, that's what we do. Like, we meet to play that game, and we are proceeding together. So it creates also this kind of story that we are making together while we play the game. So we have something really to speak about in the game. It's not just let's just play this game and see what's going on. It's our game, like our story in the game. And the problem of the game is that it's so broken that it's really absurd. And this is something that it's affecting the industry in general so much these days. The game came out way too early, and games seems that they just come out before they are finished, just because, they need to be published, and then they came out, and then yeah, well, we are gonna fix it while we go. So people start playing the game, they pay full price. Okay, this is a 40 € game. You can find it for 20, €25. That's much more proper price. €40, absolutely zero. 20, okay. Alone, I will wait even more when it's actually fixed. And there are so many design issues where you cannot really stack things in the inventory in an even decent way. And the other thing is that it's full of bugs. The game crashes, well, quite a lot. Now it looks like it crashes less and less, but still, it's not nice when you're playing together with a friend and just the game crashes, or something breaks and you have to come out of the game, or some mission, they might break or not. You never know if the mission is broken or not. You just play maybe for several hours and then a mission is broken and you can't go forward. And then it creates this kind of frustration that you want to just play a game that you paid for. So this is the other way. Really makes me realize that just wait to play a game. 6 months, a year, doesn't matter. The game is gonna be there. And even more if it's a game you play alone or with a friend. You don't need to play it right away because the population is there, like a multiplayer shooter or multiplayer game in general, that maybe you want to play at the beginning when everything is going on still. But waiting, it's always the best decision. You can see what happened with Anthem. Game completely came out completely not ready. Maybe needed at least 1 year or two more to be developed to just be something. So no point to buy the game right away. So a game that actually I'm playing now, this is a single player game and it just came out, but this one is not broken at all. It's really good and I never found any bug at the moment. It works fine. And this is Rage 2. And funnily enough, it's made by the same studio. It's again Avalanche Studio together with id Software. And the fact that this uses the same engine as Generation Zero and is made by the same company, it really shows what happens when one is a project of for the studio just because they wanted to make it, because for sure they didn't make it to make a bunch of money. It's not a blockbuster, I'm not making any of that. While Rage 2 is really backed by a big publisher that is Bethesda, and the money are behind the game, and id Software is also there to make sure that the shooting comes out extremely nice, and that's exactly what's going on with that game. It's an open world. The story is okay, nothing really spectacular. You just play it because it makes you go around. There are some missions that are really nice and that I really enjoy. There are some moments that are really worth, but most of the game is just good to go around and shoot. Like the shooting is really well done, and you can see that the same maker of Doom and basically the inventor of shooter, of course not all the same people are working there anymore, but it's this culture in the studio that they are really good at making shooters. Just fun shooting mechanics. And the game is just fun. You just play it for the fun. The open world is there, but I don't get the point of even being there. There are some things to do around. There is this place, some bandits are there, go shoot. There is this other thing, go destroy this other thing. And then you drive around in between this one mission to the other mission. Some few things to do around the while you drive. Driving, yeah. So it's okay. I'm mostly playing the game for the story, and just as a linear single player, I don't really care about the open world that much, because then I can keep the game contained in the amount of time I played, enjoy the best parts, and leave the boring, a lot of driving around just to do few things, just to get few points. That those I don't really find completing that game or that type of game. They doesn't really appeal me very much, maybe in the old times, but I never been a completionist in games anyway. So that is really show in the difference between a game that is made by the same studio, but one is backed by money and time and a big probably time. I'm not really sure about the times, but that somehow needed to come out properly made. While Generation Zero, it was more like the studio wanted to do something, they did it, and now they are trying to fix it while going. But that's not the way it should be done, because that game is really not finished. It's just an unfinished game with really problems, even on basic part of the game, like the inventory system, that you loot and you get stuff and you need an inventory to work properly. Even it's hard to even put ammunition in a gun, and that's pretty ridiculous in a first person shooter. So yeah, those are the games that I wanted to speak about. And well, E3 is going on next week. Yeah, next week when we are recording this, so it's going on more or less when this comes out. So we are hopefully going to try to do an episode about that right after the E3, when the holidays are over for us. But now it's that's going to be a shorter episode speaking about these things alone. It doesn't take too long. It's going to be very boring for me and for everybody listening to speak about the same things for more than 20 minutes. So I'm going to leave it like this. Waiting for your feedbacks on Twitter at @SDG_podcast if you got this far. Now I need to think about a hashtag again, and we can do this time maybe #WaitForGames. Wait for games, yeah. This hashtag are not really working at the moment. Not many people really get this far, I would say, or they don't just use this Instagram, this hashtag thing. But anyway, if you got this far, thanks a lot for listening, and see you next time. Have a nice day, evening, night, morning, whenever you listen to this. Bye bye.